These are the logistic functions. It's a visual illustration of the logistics functions. These are the functions logistic companies do. Inventory planning and management, supply, transportation, warehousing, and customer response. Now, what is e-logistics? E-logistics, all this while we had been hearing about logistics in so many years. Now, the new term has come into existence, that is e-logistics. And now we all want to understand what exactly is e-logistics. E-logistics or e-commerce logistics represents the logistics of the internet-based sales. What is internet-based sales? Internet-based sales is e-commerce companies selling their product on the internet, where we can place an order through laptop or through mobile, where there is zero interaction actually with any salesperson over there. It refers to any of those activities that are performed electronically in order to improve efficiency, reduce cost, and provide up-to-date data to the business owner as well as to the customer. This is what e-logistics does. It gives you, it is to do with the electronic order place, that is on internet. It gives you, it provides you up-to-date data of the order, if that is even a wholesale big order or it is a small order, and it gives update to the business owner as well as to the customer. This is what e-logistics does. It is giving you all the information available on the internet. Earlier, we used to make calls to take updates of our orders from the business owner or from the logistic companies. Nowadays, nobody actually in there, because they want to eliminate this whole time consumed by one staff or two staff. Now, everything is on the internet available, giving you real-time update. What is e-logistics? E-logistics is presented as logistics concepts applied through internet and mainly using available technologies. E-logistics use internet-based technologies for supporting the acquisition of material, warehousing, transportation, and enables distribution through routing optimization with inventory tracking. So this is what e-logistics does. All these tasks are covered in e-logistics. Earlier, logistic companies were not looking into all this. All they used to do is a physical movement of goods. The traditional logistics does only the physical movement of goods from the supplier to the wholesaler or from the manufacturer to the retailer. But e-logistic does all of this. It does using technologies which are available on the internet. It does routing optimization. It does inventory tracking. And this all is now possible because of e-logistics. It's like an upgraded version of logistics, I would say. E-logistics can be used for describing all the back-end processes needed to receive the order after the buy button is pressed until the order moves through the warehousing, delivery, transportation, and customer interaction. So the minute there is a buy button pressed by the customer on an order, you know, the whole role of the e-logistic company starts. They process the order. They make sure it has been packed. It has been, before packing, the QC is done at times with the e-logistic company for the final QC, packed and get it ready at the warehouse for the transporter to come and pick up the transport order, the order. And then finally, it has been delivered to the customer. And at all these stages, the e-logistic company gives live update. May that be a food that could be placed on Zomato. You will see live update. You will get these kind of notification that your food has been cooked in the kitchen. Now it has been packed and now it is waiting for the delivery boy to be fixed. So these kind of live updates helps us to calm down with our anxiety to wait, to know what exactly is happening with the order. This is all possible because of e-logistics. The demands of e-commerce are very different to more traditional sales channels and standard or more traditional warehouses and distribution operations are not always set up to deal with an e-fulfillment operations. So the traditional logistics is actually not equipped to fulfill e-logistic kind of operations. And because they just believe in physical movement of goods and little documentation. Whereas in e-logistics, everything is available on the internet, all the update, the documents required, everything. Even nowadays, when I am displacing an order, the invoice is on the internet, it is there in my login ID available. I don't need to have a physical invoice for any order. That could be a physical order or services also. The online buying habits of the consumers can have a serious impact on the picking and dispatch operations. Because of the increase in the online orders, that is now customers are doing everything online. You know, the payments are happening online, and that could be food, that could be product, electronic, that could be grocery, anything. You know, everything operations have now has invited e-logistics to come and play the role. This is further compounded by the increase in the returns as the seasoned internet shoppers will order many variants, example, size or a color. So suppose when I have to order a provoke shirt during the sale time from Myntra, I will order maybe M and L together because I want to take the benefit of the price at that time. And for me, the returns are free. And because of that, during the sale time, there land up being more returns because customers land up having more variants of sizes and colors bought during the sale time. Order many variants, example size or color, of the same product at the same time because he or she knows they can return the incorrect ones and have still received the one they actually want on the first delivery. This is one of the reasons that people have multiple orders of the same product in different colors or different sizes because they want to secure and as they are not sure of it could be shoes, it could be apparels. Basically, these are the times when you're buying online, you're doing multiple sizes or multiple colors. This is making customer more happy, but making it more taxing for the e-commerce companies and logistic companies to work on their operations. A purpose-built e-fulfillment center, if designed and equipped correctly, can dispatch far more orders and individual items per operation hour. So, when the logistic companies have been designed in such a way that they are well equipped and they are therefore heavy flow of orders, you know, once they all their manpower and their technology in place, they will end up dispatching more orders in 1 hour compared to a company which is not well equipped. E-logistic cost. Delivery cost of an e-commerce B2C sales are usually a greater proportion of the total sale price due to the smaller order sizes. The same, if I have to send 5 kgs from here to some other city, the cost of that delivery per product in that 5 kgs will be lesser compared to one single product which is less than 500 grams that I'll be sending it to the other city. And that's the reason that they are land up being more costlier, you know, and the logistic companies have to work to get their costs lower because the order quantity has become small, but the order numbers have increased. It is not just the direct cost of the return transport, but also the indirect cost of receiving and processing a return. So it is just not the order of the return, but it's the processing the return. There are documentations done, there is a QC done when you receive the return, and all of this happens, and there are manpower involved when you receive a return. There are times when the company is dispatching 100 orders in a day and receiving 60 orders as returns from last 3 4 days ago that the returns have come. So they have to process those returns and make sure they are back in shelf so that they can show up in the inventory in the real time on the same day. Carrying out a quantity quality check, just as I said, prior to repacking for resale and returning the product to the pick phase ready to be sent out again. All of this processes needs to be done for the return shipments. And you need to be very well equipped with manpower and technology when it comes as an e-logistic company to make sure this happens efficiently and also quickly. All of the direct and indirect costs mentioned must be built into the total cost model of an e-fulfillment operation. So the direct and the indirect costs both should be added in the e-fulfillment operations. E-commerce logistic activities and processes. When the customer clicks the Buy Now button on an online store, it launches thousands of processes for getting the product shipped to the customer. Depending on the PIN code, all these are done to the precision in a few days or in a few hours as per the customer preferences. There's lots of technology involved, but also lots of humans which slow down the things. So technology goes faster, but obviously when there are humans involved, there is going to take time to look into the QC and everything. Because buyers always need their products delivered faster, companies like Amazon and Flipkart are constantly in search of technology that can automate the order delivery processes to be quicker and error-free. So Amazon and Flipkart are constantly in search of technology and processes that can help that they can process the entire order faster and error-free. Once an order is placed with an online marketplace, its system checks the customer's PIN code. Again, this is where the e-commerce logistics has to be very actively delivering in that PIN code. This is, if you remember, I told you, make sure it covers maximum PIN codes covering the interiors of the country. Its system checks the customer's delivery PIN code and the order is directed to the warehouse that has the product in stock and is closest to the location. So suppose the order is being received in Mumbai from by Zepto from Andheri. So the closest dark house that they have, they will receive the order in that. There is one central system. Then it gets decentralized. The order gets to the warehouse, which is closest to Andheri location. In Andheri, again, Andheri East and Andheri West is a big difference. There's a huge location coverage over there. Closest to, suppose it's Andheri East, then it will go to the warehouse, which is in Andheri East. We are picking that order, you know. And if it is not there, it will quickly get replenished. In fact, at times, if the PIN code, the warehouse which is closest to the PIN code does not have the order, they give this notification to the customer that you will take at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes to deliver the order instead of 10. The pick to dispatch cycle involves humans picking the correct product in order, packing it and dispatching it to the delivery person. So in pick to dispatch cycle, this is what the human do currently. Very soon we will have robots doing it. And there are companies working towards the advancement and trials of these kind of robots. We already have robots in warehouses where they put the pallets and they put the goods in the place and they scan the goods in that location in the warehouse. For picking accuracy and making picking operations efficient, the software robots are employed. I just told you about this. The picking is nowadays being done in Amazon warehouses, the huge warehouses that Amazon has, and the picking is done by the robots to make it less time consuming and efficiently done because humans land up reading the wrong name or the wrong number or the code or the SKU code of the product. But the robots are never tired and they will never read it wrong. They scan exactly what the barcode is showing for the order to be picked. Robots' automated guided vehicles are used in warehouses, which helps in intelligent storage of inventory. So Amazon, having the biggest warehouse in e-commerce, e-tail chain of companies, they have robots where they stack their inventory very intelligently in the warehouse using each inch of the warehouse very smartly, and also they have been efficiently picked scanning the barcode. Automated sorting machine is used for loading, scanning, and bagging packets based on destination. So there are automated sorting machines used for these kind of processes. The orders are sorted at the end delivery hub. That is the last end delivery hub for the last mile delivery. The barcode is read and the package is weighed to rule out the theft of the product from the package. So the package is also weighed before it is being dispatched to rule out if there has been any theft or it's empty inside. The order is then sent to the central hub called the mother hub, attached to the warehouse, where it is sorted into bags depending on the pin code. So from the end hub, it goes to the central hub called the mother hub, from where all the orders get dispatched pin code wise, you know, and to a pin code towards the warehouse, where it is sorted into bags depending on the pin code. Real-time tracking of the delivery fleet, mapping technology, and optimization of routes help in the last leg of the shipment. So these are the processes that help in the last shipment, the last stage of the shipment. The orders then delivered by the last mile person to the customer. The return flow from the customer also happens. So there are these many processes involved in receiving the order after the buy now button. Are you realizing? And all of this is actually taken care by the logistic companies. And there are different kind of logistic companies depending on their role play, their involvement in the company. But they do all these kind of roles in it. E-commerce logistic activities processes order tracking. Real-time tracking is the most important part of the e-logistic processes. So if I have to track my order, I go to my app, may that be Amazon or may that be Myntra or anything, and I track where exactly is my order. Is it still with the company where I placed the order, or is it with the transporter, or it is with the delivery person, and the expected date that I'm going to receive the order. In fact, one of the reasons I actually order more from Myntra is because they always surprise me with early deliveries. They give very realistic delivery timelines, which are very good, which is 20, 48 hours. But I land up receiving products in 30 hours or maybe 24 hours. You know, so I'm always happy with this kind of an app, and I'm ready. I'm okay to spend a little extra on a product, but I'm very comfortable with the way they take care of me once I place the order. In e-commerce, most of the time, the customer is shown the real-time information of the order he/she has put on the shopping website. I just told you about this. The e-commerce order tracking has become a standard offering. It has become a standard offering. Earlier, this thing was not available. But with e-commerce coming into existence in last decade, this is a standard offering given by every website. As a customer, like most, monitor the tracking page and enables phone updates just to stay in the know-how. Information is powerful, and customer don't want to be in the dark about the package delivery. So basically, the customer is not guessing where the order is and when it will receive. Everything is updated, and information is, that's why, very powerful in today's era in e-commerce. The live update, the real-time update. There are several benefits of providing order tracking. That is, one is reduced cost, meeting customer expectations, have more control over the fulfillment. These are the benefits that one has with order tracking in place. Reduce cost because there is no calls made. We can understand where exactly the order is. Meeting my expectations are met as a customer, or if I am a company, my customers of the company are happy with it. Have more control over fulfillment. They have more control. The buyer, the seller and the buyer, they both have complete transparency when it comes to order tracking. Even the company who's selling the product has better control over it. Summary. So let's have a quick recap of all that we have learned. High demand in the e-commerce market could cause delays in delivery, and hence the transportation of the product is very important factor in customer satisfaction. So when you are doing a tie-up or doing partnership with a logistic company, and you should always question them that when there is very high demand of a product, where there is a sudden shoot of orders which rises high. Suppose instead of 100, if there are 500 orders, how far are they equipped to go error-free, or what is the level of error that they have? So if the companies say that no, we are 0% errors, because unless if they are robotically functioning, I think when there are humans involved, it is natural to have errors. So a range of 2 to 5% errors is what is realistic approach to have in a high demand or a high order processing day. From the moment the product is picked up at the store until it reaches the final client, it goes through different stages where the utmost care is needed. So at every stage, you need utmost care. You can't dismiss saying that while picking it is very important, but while dispatching it is not. If these are fragile goods, in fact, their transportation is the most crucial stage, if you ask me, when it has to get reaching the client. It has to be in a very safe environment. It has to be packed very well. It has to be transported. The route taken has to be very selective to avoid any kind of mishap on the route. So, depending on the product, every stage, may that be any product, in fact, every stage of the order processing to transportation to final delivery is very important. It is a great challenge to ensure that the delivery is timely and in keeping with the client's expectation. This is one of the biggest challenge. If it has overcome or it is able to get closer, it is the best thing to happen, you know, having the right logistic partner, I would say. As an e-commerce business grows, it is crucial to have a system in place to keep all orders on track and make sure that every order is delivered to the right place on the right time. With the growth in the e-commerce sector, the e-commerce companies are growing. So all their orders have to be on track, reaching the right person at the right time. And they have to have the right kind of well-equipped manpower and the technology for the same, for which logistic companies are striving, and they are trying to get higher than their benchmark set by them itself, you know. These days, consumers have come to expect delivery in 1 to 2 days, flat and free of charge. Because of competitions, companies have to get just to bring in growth, you know, who choose growth over profitability. They have started giving free deliveries in 1 to 2 days flat. And because of this kind of a strategy, the companies which are already there in the market also have to adapt this, or they are out of the game. So because of this, the customers have now got spoiled, I would say this way, in getting free deliveries in 1 or 2 days, where earlier it was charged. Moreover, consumers today will accept no less than quality and accuracy in the deliveries. So they don't even want to compromise in the quality of the delivery that is coming or in the accuracy of the timetable. Because of the high competition, because every company is coming up with a new strategy to enter in the market, all the other companies have to level up their game. In fact, to be really honest, because e-logistics is a very flourishing industry, we will notice that we will have a lot of new companies actually coming in. But it is very difficult to survive in the e-logistic industry if you are not well equipped with your manpower, with your systems. And to make profits, you need volumes of orders. So you need to have a good backbone of everything and being in place to be a good survivor, and then being a leader in e-logistic industry. That comes to an end to our first chapter. Thank you.